So good evening everyone, this is the Candy Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here as a co-host today. And today's episode is about the discussion of the Paranormal Activity franchise. So all the five movies, I suppose. So
yeah.
That was very interesting for us to watch. So like we watched it together. So like two weeks before, right?
Yeah.
So we completed the franchise within a month. So the speciality about this movie is that it is not like any other horror movie. So like it is about the ghost. So like the direction team has done a very exceptional job, and the editors, we have to give a very great credit to the editors and the VFX team.
True.
As it is the only movie where you can see that you can feel the fear, and you can feel the greatness of this movie without even show they won't also show the ghost. So like you won't feel like not even in a single scene you can see the ghost visibly. So
yeah,
that is the speciality of this movie, where you can see that it has been exceptionally directed. So each and every part is connected, and the connectivity between each and every part is also very great. So like
yeah,
they will give the link for the first part and the fifth part somewhere where you think that, oh, I saw this scene in the first part.
Yeah.
So that is the speciality of this franchise. And Shiram, what do you think about what do you think the speciality of both this franchise is?
Yeah, as already Krishna told, I think I already actually watched this movie when I was a kid actually, and I still remember watching this movie just because of its simplicity, I think. So this movie is very simple. I think there is no big budget involved in this. It's just one simple camera standing in the corner of a room, and that's the entire movie. So for people who already watched this movie, I think you would know what we're talking about. In the sense, there is nothing visual in this, because usually you would expect horror movies to have very strong visuals. Probably like Conjuring, for example, if you have seen it, there is very powerful amount of visuals in it. But the only surprising thing which we kind of noticed the very first time she watched it was there wasn't much visuals to it. It was very simple. I don't think so there were any big budgets involved. I think that is why initially we kind of liked this movie, because it does take a lot of credit and does take a lot of amount of dedication and hard work which goes into this to produce something so simple but yet so beautiful. So that's what this entire movie was all about.
And
so
also it is a found footage movie that we have to mention. So that is very you won't feel that you are seeing a movie. So like you will see that you are also a part of the movie. The camera will be very shaky, and there won't be much of the background noise or background music.
True.
So it will be like if you take a camera and go into a house and record what all you doing in the daily life. So like
True.
It will be like that only. So very realistic. So that is the main powerful kind of element
True.
In this movie, where you can see there will be many camera shakes, and you won't see like it's a movie kind of having this slow stabilized shots. So that there will be nothing like
True.
It. The camera will move vigorously. So the camera, the music, so that is the major kind of horror element in this movie.
Yeah, I don't think this movie has any kind of background music also.
Yeah, the real music, so like the real background noise is itself kind of
True.
Very fearful to watch. So at these intense shots are like when they show the ghost appearing, so like
True.
Those shots and all, the background noise, the real noise over there itself is kind of very fearful for us to watch. So like our heart will pound, so like each and every minute, like you will feel, you will actually feel your heartbeat. So that is the very great job they have done for this
yeah.
franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there are very specific scenes in the movie where actually you'll actually be scared, you'll probably drop your device on whatever you're watching, because
yeah,
I think
I've done it many times. So like
we watched all the five parts probably in a distributed amount of frequency. We watched like in 1 month we completed all five. So we kind of had this, we knew something would come, but we still didn't expect it, and we still would get scared and shocked every single time. And that's how beautiful these movies are made, because I think it takes a lot amount of credit to actually do a horror movie in sense, because again, to actually scare somebody someone while watching a horror movie is definitely a very difficult task. And again, I think that is why this movie actually still stands, I think, even if you talk to a lot of people who are probably horror movie enthusiasts or people who have like are more involved in this industry. I think Paranormal is something which I think every single one of us would probably say is actually really good in the sense. I think you all should watch, for people who want to watch this, I kind of urge you to actually watch this movie just because of the experience it gives you. So what else do you liked about this movie, Krishna? Anything in specific about the story?
Yeah, to compare about other movies like Conjuring or Annabelle or Evil Dead. So like any other horror movie you take, the background music is the only thing that kind of even though if there is no plot line or like there is no interesting plot line in the movie, so the background music is the only thing that will keep you engaged, and it will create the fear. So like in True. Other horror movies, so as said before, there is nothing like you will see like you, someone in your neighbor has taken the camera and recorded everything.
Yeah.
So that is the very big kind of positive element in this movie. So, and also the characters. So like each and every character, you will feel like very real. So like their acting won't be like they have scripted and rehearsed True. Their roles. So like everything will be normal. So like every, so they talk also, they will have this kind of a real
yeah.
kind of conversations, which True. Will which will, we will kind of observe in any kind of home. So like it will be very realistic, and each and every acting. So like to come into the VFX kind of part, so like I don't know what mechanism or like what method they have used to shot this kind of things flying away. So like something invisible is kind of
yeah.
getting all these kind of horror elements done. So I think the green screen kind of the major element kind
Probably,
of used.
Yeah.
So like a person kind of dressed in completely green dress kind
True.
Of maybe the only thing they have done. So like that is very very great. So like, and to move into the next part of the our discussion today is about how we watched actually. So like how we watched the movie. So like I was, most of the time I was watching like this. So like I was watching between the gap of my two fingers. So like I was very scary, and I will say, Shiram sir, there is something going to come, Shiram. So like that will be the entire mood of us during the entire length of this movie. So like we will be like you don't know which scene that you will experience the ghost.
Yeah.
So like you don't know anything about the ghost. So like when it will come or when it will it will go. So like and majorly the camera movements, so like shifting between this door and that door. So like
honestly, I think the biggest aspect of this movie, to be very frank with you, is purely camera work. I don't think there is
yeah.
anything else which defines this movie more than its actual camera work, because the entire movie is actually based on the camera only. The camera is fixed in a corner of the room and everything happens. And I think all of that's pretty easy to produce, but literally using one single camera and trying to scare you throughout the entirety of its movie, I think it's really amazing, and honestly. And the connections which they give, the characters which kind of come into this, I think that's really beautiful, because most of these characters which come in the first movie are predominantly kind of being constantly repeated, or their families are being involved, or their generations are being involved. So I think that aspect is really cool, because you, in considering all of the previous movies, generally in Conjuring movies, every single time or in every movie the family is different, or there is this new backdrop or this new setting. But in this, the beautiful part is that they kind of constantly kept the same family throughout all the five movies. I think that aspect was really really beautiful.
Yeah, and also I for me, if you ask it, the first, with the very first movie itself, it's the top ranking movie. So like according to me, I will rank it as the first movie. So like it is the very great movie where
True.
You can see that the camera will be fixed in a corner. So like in a corner, and you can see the happenings entire throughout the movie. So like there won't be most of the shaky
yeah.
kind of this camera
True.
Work in that movie. So like that will be that is the movie where I experienced the greatness of Paranormal Activity, where you can see that towards the end also. So in the climax also
yeah,
yeah, that I was also seeing like this only. So like I completely covered my blanket and I was seeing the climax. So that was incredible. So even the main thing about this franchise is that after you watch this movie, right, so after you watch this movie, you won't feel like you are alone. So like you are feeling
True.
That there is something going to happen in your surroundings. So
True,
like
True.
That was like so after watching one of the movie, I think something fell down in my house. So like in my room, so like I felt very scary. So like
it
I
happens.
Went to my dad and mom's room and I slept there only. So like there are many incidents that we have experienced. So this movie is completely
probably very
box.
Close to our hearts also, I think, because
yeah.
as we've already seen a lot of movies. Probably he and I, Krishna and I, have seen so many movies, especially horror movies especially, and I think this clearly has a special place in our hearts. And already we've told you so many reasons to it, and there are so many more reasons. Again, there's like so many things you could discuss about this, so many aspects to it. But I think if you haven't watched this movie, I genuinely urge you to watch this movie. Like I suggest you, please go and have a watch. You will definitely not be disappointed.
and to give a caution kind of a reminder. So like we have to say that if you watch alone, be ready, prepare yourself for the consequences you are going to face. So we both watched it together, so that wasn't like too scary. So like and to mention Shriram, we haven't mentioned how we watched the movie.
True,
so
yeah,
that is kind of out of the box kind of thinking. So where we keep our laptop, so like he will get, so you think like right now we told that we are going to watch the movies, we have watched the movies together, so probably you might have thought that we sit together in one room and watch the movie.
Yeah.
So that is not, that is the only thing that is wrong. So here, so we will keep our laptops in front of the bed, so like we will connect a headphone and have the headphone plug of one headphone to our ear, and another side we will connect in the calling
voice,
so like
call, yeah.
Oh yeah, in the voice call. So that I will here have his this voice call, so
yeah,
like the phone call over this side of,
and
the,
one side will have,
yeah,
the
one side will have this. So this is a very best trick. I think you can also put conference to a number of people and
yeah,
enjoy
true.
Movies. So like we before also we kind of searched very many kind of app, and Shriram, I don't remember that you said that previously one app is there to watch movies with,
yeah,
friends.
We kind of had discovered something where actually you could create a party or something, and you could stream any kind of movie in a party. You could add like 15 or 20 members to it, and you could probably do it. But again, I think it was very difficult to like communicate with people, or it is very difficult to arrange those kinds of things again.
Yeah,
because
also they have removed the app, right? So
yeah,
like something
only there's
like,
I think the only app which you can actually use right now is Netflix Party, I think, and that also you need to have like the second version of the Netflix account or something. I don't know. Not a lot of people can actually afford Netflix, first of all.
And also we kind of thought of going into the Zoom call where we can share the
screen
of the,
yeah,
movie.
But
so
that
like,
also does not work again.
So Netflix, first of all, it won't kind of allow the sharing of the content, right?
Yeah, true.
So
it's difficult. Probably they have very strong copyright infringement laws again. So it is really not possible to share screens or do anything. So I think this was the best possible way we discovered out of everything. And it works really well also, because you can have n number of people in a conference call.
There is no network lag also.
True.
There is nothing. So you watch the movie here and you hear the conversation you have with your friend on the other side. So that is a very great trick about watching movies,
yeah,
with your friends. Yeah.
So I think we've covered, I think, most of the aspects, right? We'll, yeah,
yeah,
as we've told, I think we've covered most of the grounds on what this movie is based upon. We didn't want to spoil it much for you. That's why we didn't reveal the story or anything more. But I highly suggest you go and watch this and tell us in the comment section again, or hit us in our private accounts as well. So I think that will be the end of this video, guys. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And we have Spotify also. We regularly upload our audio forms in the Spotify also. So make sure you follow us on Spotify again. And regarding WordPress, we also write our blogs on WordPress. So, and we've recently written one for cryptocurrency as well. So please go and check it out as well. The link will be given in the description. So yeah, I guess that will be the end of this video, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.